And welcome again to Cottage Talk. I'm Russ Goldman, and co-hosting with me today will be Mike Gregg and Amelia Dinella. They both should be joining me shortly in this special episode. We will be discussing who could be the next Fulham manager. To help us with this show, we have a special guest joining us shortly, and that is Sky Sports News and West London sport journalist Lyle Thomas, who wrote an article today about the open managerial position for Fulham. So we will be discussing that with him. And it looks like he might be with us right now to start us off on the show. Lyle, are you with us?
I am, yes, if you can hear me.
I can hear you. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, great. Just got back home from a day in the office. So quite a day, obviously, with I don't know if you've seen the revelations from the WADA report, athletics and doping and corruption. So we've been dealing with that all day, amongst other things as well, as you understand. Quite a tiring day. But good nonetheless.
Well, listen, I'm glad that that I could take you away from that for a few minutes and you could join us tonight, Lyle.
No problem at all, no. I finished
okay,
the day.
Okay, well, listen, before we get going, I believe one of my co-hosts is on the line. I'm going to bring him on right now. Emilio, are you with me?
Hi, Russ. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Very good. I'm pleased to be doing the show this evening after a challenging day at work, a bit like Lyle. Hi there, Lyle.
Hi, mate.
Hi there. So, yes, anyway, looking forward to doing the show, looking to share some of the fans' views. And, yeah, this is the start of an interesting week or two. I'm sure we'll have a decision by the MK Dons game. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to see what we all have to say and what we're speculating here.
Absolutely. Listen, I look forward to going through the show with you. Lyle will be with us for about 15, 20 minutes, and we'll be talking about what he has learned. And then hopefully Mike Gregg will be joining us shortly as well, and then we can talk about our thoughts on it. But, Lyle, let me start with you. Again, you just wrote an article today entitled Fulham Keen to Speak to Pearson, Rossler, and Lambert. Let's start here. You wrote that Nigel Pearson is at the top of the club's wanted list. You also mentioned in this article that Pearson is not in the running for the QPR managerial job. Share with us your thoughts on Pearson, and do you think he would be a good fit for Fulham if he was to become the manager?
Yeah, the information that's come out from sources in Fulham today is that there are three managers really that they're mainly interested in at the moment. Obviously, Nigel Pearson, as you said, Paul Lambert, and Uwe Rosler. As far as I understand it, the main one on that list, the one that they're most interested in at this point, would be Nigel Pearson. And like you said as well, you know, unlike some reports, in certain places, as things stand at the moment, Fulham don't actually face any competition from anyone else, including QPR. It's obviously been reported that QPR are interested in Pearson, but we understand it's not the case. So that leaves it wide open for Fulham, and the understanding is that they want to talk to all three and, I guess, listen to what they've got to say and discuss how things would work within the club. As far as I understand it, they want to hire somebody who would be labelled a head coach rather than a manager this time, which would suggest that Mike Rigg, the chief football officer, is looking to take up, you know, a fully fledged sporting director role. And we know at the moment he's changing a few things in terms of recruitment and scouting. So they've obviously taken the decision that now is the right time with the international break, and probably given a number of managers that are available at the moment, that the right time to change the manager. Going back to your original question of Pearson and how he would fit. Well, I mean, I don't know Pearson personally. I don't know him in great detail, because obviously he's been away from the clubs that I cover as having been the Leicester manager. But he's an interesting guy. He's obviously a no compromising character. I mean, he's been called a bully by some quarters, by some journalists and some people, and some people have said that he's rubbed a lot of people up the wrong way, and that may have contributed greatly to him losing his job at Leicester. But listen, he's a very, very good manager, very, very, very good coach, and somebody who's got success in terms of promotion to the Premier League on his record. I mean, if you look at the way Leicester are playing now, I mean, a lot of players, a lot of people in the club still credit Nigel Pearson for the work that he did setting that up, and even Claudio Ranieri, I think, has has said that the success they're enjoying now is in part down to Pearson, at least.
Okay, very good. And Lyle, do you think that, again, he's been off for a little while, do you think he's ready to be a head coach rather than a manager? Because like you mentioned, there is a difference here.
Mm. Well, there is and there isn't. I mean, these terms are a lot is discussed over these terms and the names of the roles, and it's really there's nothing. Really, the differences or the perceived differences at a lot of clubs is whether a head coach is allowed to have the final say on players or not. And a lot of clubs at the moment are quite keen to set up a system in which the hierarchy at the club, so the board and the chairman and the owner and the sporting director, have the control over the transfers and have the say. And obviously the head coach is almost always integral in discussions and very much part of any group of people that decide on the players that come in. But usually a head coach doesn't have a final say, so he can't say no to a player that everybody else is very determined to get. And equally, he can't insist on getting a player that everybody else isn't keen on getting. So I think it's things like that are the difference, and it's whether Nigel Pearson is willing to work in that kind of a scenario. I mean, we don't know for definite whether, if he was the head coach, that he wouldn't get the final say on transfers. I mean, some head coaches do,
right.
And some don't. So it's really, I guess, what they've got to discuss is how it would work. I mean, there's lots of things to discuss on the way things work. And I think Nigel, if the conditions were right for him, I think Fulham might be at least interesting to him.
Okay, very good. And again, the way Fulham are set up right now, you mentioned Mike Regan, of course, the owner, Shahid Khan. You know, again, would he get final say? I guess that's something that they would have to discuss. And it's more of a collaborative effort, the way that they have structured it now, which honestly I kind of like. So, again, I'm not against this head coach title. I'm sure the head coach would have a say, but again, they could decide who's going to have final say. But very interesting talk on Nigel Pearson. Let's move on to a gentleman you might know a little bit better than us, Uwe Rosler. Tell us what you can tell us about Uwe Rosler, and would he be a good fit for Fulham?
I mean, that's another one is difficult to say, because whoever the good fit would be will be how their characters fit with each other. And I mean, Uwe was popular with the players at Brentford, and he's very much worked as a head coach under a sporting director. Obviously, Mark Warburton famously was Uwe Rosler's sporting director at Brentford, and although Rosler was able to say no to players when he was there, as was Mark Warburton when he followed on, he's very much used to working in that system and allowing someone else to bring his players in and then really work as a head coach to coach those players. And Rosler was successful for the large part of Brentford. Brentford were a good side under Rosler. But like any manager, Pearson was the same at Leicester and Lambert was the same at Villa. There were certain players that Rosler didn't get on with, and certain people that he might have rubbed up the wrong way. And I mean, that is just part of football. That's the way that it is. It doesn't really matter who's in charge. Things like that are always going to happen. But I think Rosler, unfortunately for him, hasn't had a great time of things since he left Brentford. He obviously went to Wigan and did well to take them to the playoff final, and then struggled the next season, and then obviously struggled at Leeds as well. But in his favour, he was very much at two clubs that were not really very well organised at the top. There were two clubs that were doing badly in terms of the business model, really, in the way that things worked. Obviously, we know what Massimo Cellino's like at Leeds, and Dave Whelan was getting ready to step down at Wigan, and they got relegated as well, and Leeds have struggled under a succession of managers. So it's hard to know who's to blame, really. It's hard to pinpoint whether how much Rosler was to blame for their failures and how much it was the rest of the club and the way that it's set up.
Okay, very good. And let's now move on to the third name. Paul Lambert, a manager that I know fairly well, again, with Aston Villa. Talk about him.
Yeah. I mean, Paul is probably the one of the three that I know the least about, I would confess. But again, he's somebody as well that's been a club that's chomped their way through a few managers quite recently. the few people that have been there under Lerner's regime and not done very well. You know, Alex McLeish for one, and Tim Sherwood another. So, you know, it's hard to pinpoint exactly where Lambert went wrong, and also how much of it was his fault really that Villa was struggling. But you know, arguably Villa had their most stable time in the last few years under him. He's also very good at working with young players, and that's obviously something that Fulham will be quite keen on. Obviously, have a number of young players in the squad and keen for more to come through the academy, as has been the case for the last year or so. So, you know, I think Fulham are very much looking for somebody who can get a really good balance in the team and generate the best from the young players who do have a lot of potential. I mean, we've seen the potential that they have. It's just whether they can do that on a consistent basis, and they haven't been able to do that this season, and that's obviously why they've struggled in the way they have and why they aren't further up the table and why Simons has lost his job.
No, very good point, because, Lyle, I actually think that they have a squad that is good enough for top six, and again, I think it comes down to finding the right manager to harness that talent and put each player in the right position to succeed. So let me ask you, and I've messaged you about this. You truly believe that all three of these potential candidates are long-term solutions?
Well, yeah, there's nothing else that Fulham can really do at the moment. I mean, they're only really interested in a candidate that can get them promoted back to the Premier League and somebody who can keep them there as well. I mean, there's really no point in Fulham hiring another short-term solution, and they don't want to hire another short-term solution. It's not really in their interests to do so. I mean, Simons wasn't a short-term solution, and actually, you know, as surprising as it may sound, Felix Magat wasn't a short-term solution either. You know, these were managers that they thought would come in and be able to turn things around and get the team winning, and obviously they, you know, the hiring both of them have proven to be the wrong decision in their eyes, which hence why they've changed their minds. So yes, very much all three would be long-term solutions, and I guess it's finding the right man, finding the one who is prepared to work under the conditions that they lay down, and who has the ability to take them back up to the Premier League, because that's obviously what they really want and where they want to be.
Well, in your opinion, I'm just asking your opinion, who do you think is the best fit out of the three? You said you don't know Lambert, you know him the least, but who do you think is that right man out of the three that we talked about? Just your opinion.
Well, purely my opinion is Nigel Pearson. If it was up to me, I think Nigel Pearson would be the man that I would choose. He's the one with the experience of, or the more recent experience of promoting a team to the Premier League in Leicester. So he knows, you know, what most of the teams are about in the Championship at the moment. He's a good manager. You know, he's very good at getting the best out of players. He's taken some players on, you know, who've really developed under him. Jamie Vardy being one of them. I mean, obviously he's having a star season at the moment, but he's a player that came from non-league and was seemingly a nobody, and he's now in the England team. And Pearson has definitely had a contributing factor in that. And there's other players as well. I mean, what I will say about Leicester is they got their recruitment right. You know, they had a good recruitment system there under Steve Walsh, and Rob McKenzie was the scout there, who's now at Tottenham. And they bought good players, and they found good players from places that, you know, other players weren't looking as hard. And I think that's what Fulham have also got to get right. You know, it's all well and good bringing in a manager of a name like Pearson or a name like Lambert, but they've also got to get the recruitment right over the next few years. I mean, you know, there is the basis of a good squad there, but they are going to need to keep bringing players in and moving players on. And they've got to get that right. So I would say Pearson is probably the best man to do that.
Okay, very good. And listen, I've already messaged this to you. I've seen all the talk about David Moyes, and he's actually someone that I would like Fulham to pursue, at least look into. What are your thoughts about David Moyes as a potential candidate?
Well, I mean, I don't think David Moyes is a realistic target for Fulham, to be honest. I mean, obviously he's not had the best of 18 months or so, having been sacked by Man United and now Real Sociedad. I mean, I think for a start, from his point of view, a return to management so quickly is probably not what he feels like doing. And also, I think that David Moyes would probably think that he could manage at a higher level than a Championship side, and I don't think that he would be interested in moving down to a Championship side. So, and as far as I know, he's not under consideration by Fulham. So you know, I don't think that's really a realistic one. And given the situation that he's in, and the, you know, the he's very much on a path of decline at the moment, and he's really not had a good time of things over the last 18 months. So it's questionable whether he'd be in the right frame of mind to return to management so quickly. So
okay, very good there, Lyle. Listen, I want to bring.
Sorry, continue.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, go on.
No, I was just gonna say I wanted to bring my co-host in and let them ask you a couple of questions. I believe Mike Gregg has joined us. Mike, you with us?
Yeah, Russ. Hi.
Hi. Do you have a question for Lyle?
Yeah, I was just wondering what he thinks really the time scale is realistic.
For bringing in a new manager. Sorry, can you hear that again? I didn't hear you very well. Sorry.
I think he was talking about the time scale, right, Mike? I think we have a bad connection with Mike. Yeah, we have a bad connection, but I think he was talking about the time frame.
Okay. Well, I mean, my understanding is that they want to bring in a new manager before the next league game, which will be MK Dons in 2 weeks' time. So that is the target, and that is what they will try and do. I understand. I mean, Alan Kerbishley has taken training. I think there's a bit of a reluctance there, really, to get to a situation where he has to take a first-team game. They certainly don't want to put him in temporary charge of the team for matches if they can help it. So the idea, and whether that's realistic or not, will depend on the people that they speak to. But I think so. I think to get somebody in, I think the next 2 weeks would be realistic, given the situation that at least one of them is in.
Okay, very good. Emilio, do you have a question for Lyle?
Yeah, I was going to ask if it was your choice, Lyle, in terms of who you would pick for the next coach, and also bearing in mind, let's choose someone realistic, who would that be? Would it be Nigel Pearson, hands down, or do you feel there are other managers that you would potentially prefer the club to approach?
Yeah, I think so. I think Nigel Pearson is the one, given that he's out of work. I think Fulham are in a situation where it would be very difficult to prize another manager out of another club, and certainly, obviously, there's a cost in doing that. And there are a number of managers around who are out of work, who are looking for work, who would potentially fit the bill, and that's obviously why Pearson has been identified as a target, and Lambert as well. I mean, I think they've received at least encouraging signs that these managers would be prepared to talk to Fulham, because I don't think these names would have emerged to myself and any other journalists who know that they're potential candidates unless they've at least received some encouraging signs that a conversation can be had. So for me, yeah, I think I would go with Pearson, but it remains to be seen.
Okay, very good. Before I let you go, I have one more name for you because, again, this has been a hot name. Jimmy Floyd, Hasselbank. Mm-hmm. Any chance of them being interested in him?
Well, again, it's not a name that I've heard, and, you know, again, the information we have has come from inside Fulham. So, you know, as a journalist in the situation, you have to presume that if he was somebody who was on their minds right now, then we would also have been told. But I mean, Jimmy's an excellent manager. He's done really, really well at Burton, absolutely no question. But, you know, hype very much surrounds managers who are on the up, and Jim's... He's still a very new manager, so he's still learning the game, and he's still been very successful. So I think it may be a step too far, maybe a step up too soon for Jimmy. And again, Jimmy's not somebody I know too much about. So whether he'd be able to fit, you know, in with the credentials that Fulham want and fit in the system remains to be seen. I don't know enough about Burton and the way they work to know whether he can fit.
Okay, very good. And Lyle, listen, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And before I let you go, I want to mention this because you tweeted this out. This is, you know, you actually tweeted out, this is fact. This is not speculation. These are your sources, these three names. This is something that you feel very strongly about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have to self-confess. I don't put things out unless I'm 100% sure of them. That's not the policy we have at Sky, and nor is it the policy we have at West London Sport. You know, you have to remember a journalist's name, reputation's on the line. If they're putting things out, you have to be sure about it. And yeah, of course, I would never put out something I was so sure of unless I was 100%.
That's why I just wanted to make sure I got it out there because, again, you know, you're, like you mentioned, your reputation's on the line. You are saying that these are the three names that they're interested in based on your sources. So I totally believe you, my friend, and I want to thank you so much for joining us and helping us with this podcast tonight, my friend. You're fantastic.
No problem. Anytime.
Okay. Thank you, Lyle.
Thanks, Lyle.
No problem. Bye now.
Speak to you.
Bye.
Cheers.
No problem. Bye now. Bye.
Okay. That was just Sky Sports News and West London sport journalist Lyle Thomas joining us tonight on Cottage Talk. And, wow, that was a very interesting conversation we had, and much to talk about before we move on. And I'll start with you, Amelia. What did you take away from our conversation with Lyle Thomas?
Well, sounds like it's, I wouldn't say a done deal, but certainly with close insider information that he's received from the club, it sounds like it's inevitable that one of these three guys will be managing our club going forward. My first reaction to the news was deja vu. I'm in a similar position when I was 12 months ago, where I wasn't feeling inspired then, and I'm not feeling inspired now either, to be honest. I think, you know, but two guys, you know, Lambert and Pearson, we've been talking about it for weeks now, months, if not months, around possible obvious targets for the club. Rosler seems a surprise outsider there, to be honest. You know, I'm not sure, you know, I'm 100% convinced he's the right person. But then again, I'm not convinced that Pearson and Lambert as leaders for Fulham Football Club, as head coaches, whatever you want to call them, whether they're the right profiles, the right fits for Fulham. Whether we're just looking at these guys have achieved some success in the past and are guaranteed to achieve success in the future Fulham Football Club, obviously. That's what's driving the board's behaviour towards selecting these candidates as their preferred choices. But, you know, my first reaction is, sounds like it's going to be one of these three, but I'm not inspired. I'll be very honest with you. Not inspired with any three of them.
Okay, very interesting there. Mike, over to you. One of the things that came out during this interview with Lyle is the term head coach, and it's funny because I saw Amy Lewis of Sky Sports tweet this out as well, saying that Fulham were looking for a head coach. First of all, what are your thoughts of our conversation with Lyle? What stood out for you? And also, the fact that they're looking for a head coach and not a manager.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that this head coach and manager, and I would actually say those three names are managers. You know, I mean, they're not what I would perceive as you know, tracksuit coaches and not wanting to be involved in other aspects of the club. Well, certainly out of the three of them, Rosler's possibly the closest to that. But Pearson, I'm not a fan of. I think you know, his end of reign at Leicester, how touchy he was with the press and fans and just the players as well. He comes across as someone who wants to be in charge of an awful lot. And I don't know, I'm not sure him and Rigg would be on the same wavelength there. Lambert's probably more acceptable to work under Rigg. But like I say, they don't really come across to me as coaches. And in that sense, they're going to have their own people they bring in to work. And if we're going to go down the route of a head coach, then I would prefer then to look at a younger, modern approach to the game and training and everything else and look at it from there. But, it's almost mixed messages coming out of the club with those three being heavily linked and Lyle very confident that those three are the main names.
Yeah, you know, and that was one of the main reasons, Mike, I wanted to get him on tonight because, again, I've been messaging back and forth with him, and for him to put it out there, and he said this, for him to put it out there, he feels very confident. His reputation's on the line. These are the three that he believes Fulham are interested in. So I'm going to go with that. And you know what? Very interesting because, Mike, my first thought was similar to yours, and that's why I asked him, would Nigel Pearson take the role of head coach, knowing that he has someone like Mike Rigg who might be calling the shots over him?
Yeah, I'm just not convinced by that. And what it does tell me as well with these three is whether it's budgetary, whether it's ambition-wise, these are the next, you know, you have the top player, top managers who, you know, Moyes has become available, Rodgers is out there, a few of us throw around the name Montella. You know, I spoke to someone earlier today, and I'm calling it Khan's Tiginar moment. This is where he has to, his next decision is going to shape his reputation with the club and the future of the club, and he has to get it right.
I agree.
And instead of going aiming high, you know, or even gambling on someone like Hasselbank, you know, instead of aiming high, going to a real big name, pushing the boat out, we're going to that next level down. That's what I consider Pearson, Rosler, Lambert. Now I'm quite happy with Lambert. I have reasons why I support him, even Rosler to a point. But it does, for me, that sends out the message that it's championship. We've got a championship team of players. We're going to go for a championship type manager. Again, not the wrong way to go. It just tells you what their sights are and what their ambition is if we go for one of those three.
Okay, so it sounds like to me, similar to Emilio, you're uninspired by these three names. Again, you're not against someone like Lambert, and you and I have talked about that, but again, it's not someone that makes you think big picture, thinking, wow, we're going to get back to the Premier League and we're going to have a good standing in the Premier League. Someone like, as I've said, I want David Moyes, and I want Fulham to really pursue that. I wouldn't even be against them kicking the tires on Rodgers, but I want them to pursue, at least make the phone call to someone, to this person, to David Moyes. He's available. Give him a call. The worst he could say is no, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I'm my number one choice, if you like, if you're going to look at that kind of level, is Lambert. You know, I'm very happy with his record in the Championship. I think he had a very tough job at Villa. And yes, the football was dour, but you need to look at all these managers. All I've been reading all day is, oh, he's failed. You know, he got relegated. He got the sack. 99% of managers get the sack or have a bad team. You need to look beyond that and see what the issues were. Same with Rosler. He got the sack at Leeds. I mean, Jesus, I'm lucky I never got the sack from Leeds. You know, everyone gets a job there. And so, you know, you need to consider what they've been doing. Lambert has taken time off. He's gone around Europe. He's looked at some of the what the foreign coaches are doing and looking for new practices, and he's ready to come back. Rosler, I think, and I believe, laid the foundations for Warburton at Brentford. So
right.
You can look at both of those. Pearson, yes, his record with Leicester is very, very good. But before that, it's very mixed as well. And like I say, his personality, I don't think is right for Fulham. And yes, you're going to have people say, oh, stop all this nice Fulham team stuff. You know, you need to look at the bigger picture and, you know, the family side of Fulham, and that's our image. And you have to live with that. And I just think Pearson would be a wrong choice. And
okay.
But yes, going on to the next level, yes, make that call to Moyes. He will only say no. And,
exactly. And
take a gamble on that. But we can talk about some other names later. But certainly, it's not inspiring if it's yes, that's the three they're going to look at. It looks like that's what we're going to end up with. One of those.
Well, again, this is what Lyle's telling us right now. Who knows if Fulham will add names to it, change their mind. You know, again, I've seen that happen before too, Mike. But as of right now, this is what Lyle's hearing, and that's why I'm glad that we could have him on so we could at least have an idea of what exactly is going on. He's giving us, you know, a clue of where they're headed. And, Emilio, over to you, because, again, you feel uninspired, and I definitely can understand why. So let's transition. Let's now talk about, because I put it out there. I want Fulham to pursue David Moyes, so I'm going to ask you, name your top three managers you would like to see them pursue.
Yeah, so I think we spoke about David Moyes on Saturday before we'd even got the sack. You know, I put it out there that I heard some whispers from an insider, a close insider of the club, that David Moyes was on a shortlist. Obviously, that might have been thrown into the dust heap with all the news that Lyle just mentioned. But, you know, we spoke about this on Saturday evening, and, you know, I mentioned David Moyes is being touted out there. He would be my preferred choice. I think if somebody is achievable, I think David also mentioned on the show yesterday that, you know, his record hasn't been impressive the last couple years, 18 months, so he needs to redeem himself, and this could be a good opportunity for him to do so. So, you know, I still believe, to Mike's point, you know, the three guys that we're targeting are championship managers, potentially bottom six, premiership type of managers. We could do better than that, but this is what I'm seeing now, Khan versus Al-Fayed difference. Al-Fayed came in 18 years ago. Who did he come in and bring? He brought in he brought in Kevin Keegan, big name, big reputation, and look, we never turned up, you know, we never looked backwards from that moment. Khan seems to be more like the steadier option, looking to do things a little bit more, you know, not pushing the boat out too much, maybe a bit of safety first. That was implied when we got Kit in a year ago. You know, not going with these big names, potentially, you know, can fall flat on their faces. So Khan and Fayed are two very different personalities, and their hiring thus far, and you know, when they both own the club, are a lot different. So if I had a choice, David Moyes would be my preferred choice. I think that's achievable, but probably not realistic, given the fact that he may want to rest, and obviously probably want to be targeting a more successful club. The most probable likelihood would be Paul Lambert. I prefer Paul Lambert like Mike rather than Nigel Pearson. Nigel Pearson is a straight no for me. His success at Leicester City. Mike nicked one of my points that it was at Leicester twice in his tenure, and he wasn't particularly successful in a few of those seasons. Very mid-table. I think a lot of fans on the phone-ins were wanting him to be sacked, even when they were doing quite well. Even last season, they were saying Nigel Pearson needs to go. He's disruptive to the club. He's controversial. He's just a number of negative adjectives. And yes, the fact that he managed to turn it around the last eight games of the season was a miracle. But, you know, on the whole, you know, I'm not sure he's the right fit for Fulham Football Club. And I don't want another Mark Hughes scenario where you get someone who's bigger than the club and wants to walk out a year down the line. We've got to make this the right choice and stick by a manager who's going to, you know, develop the club, push the club further for the next 3 years, not just to get us promoted. That's one part of the jigsaw. The second part of the jigsaw is to sustain Premier League survival. And do I think he can do it? Nigel Pearson can do it, but do I want him to be the manager or head coach of Fulham Football Club? No, I don't. I'm firmly 0% want Nigel Pearson. So Paul Lambert will be my preferred choice of the two. And my third choice, let's go for an outsider. I've gone for someone who's achievable. I've got one who's probable, but who's a rank outsider? There's a few out there. There's a Klinsmann I've been talking about for a few weeks. People may laugh.
Right.
You know, potentially Gary Monk. I think Gary Monk's future at Swansea City is at risk at the moment. He's struggling the last couple of months for whatever reason. There's another person out there who could be on the job centre looking for a new role. So there are a few outsiders there, but I want someone strategic. I want somebody who's got the right personality, the right fit for the club, somebody who will put Fulham first rather than themselves, somebody who will want to come and play for Fulham and for that head coach. They've got to have the right ability to sign the right players. To Lyle's point, recruitment policy is key here, but you want somebody with those traditional values, and I don't see Pearson having those. With Lambert probably ticks more boxes than Pearson. So there's plenty of guys out there, but if I was achievable, David Moyes, probability is likely to be Lambert, and if I had to go for a rank outside, it would be someone like Klinsmann or Gary Monk, potentially.
Okay, let me ask you again, because I've heard this name a great deal, and he does have a good reputation, obviously, at the lower leagues. Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink, I mentioned this to Lyle. Would you consider someone like that? Again, that's thinking outside the box, but it's someone that, again, has proven it at the lower leagues but has not done it on the championship level and, of course, not the Premier League level. Would you take a chance? This would be a risk, but the upside might be huge.
I think we can't afford another risk here, to be honest. I think we need to go with safety first and somebody who potentially is more capable and has a more proven track record at this level or higher. So as much as he's a potential future candidate, I'm not sure the board will want to go for that type of risk at this moment in time. I think it's one season isn't sufficient. You know, in a few years' time, we might all be talking about Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink, and he might be a Premier League or La Liga manager. But for now, I don't think we can afford to take any further risks. You know, we look back at, you know, the Khan's tenure, there've been a few risks that he's made, and many of them have failed. So, you know, he wants to create credibility within the club and actually show the fans that this is going to be a crucial decision. This will decide Fulham's long-term future and also whether he's the right fit for Fulham Football Club as well as an owner. So, no, I don't think Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink is an option.
No, listen, you know, and you bring up a good point because, again, I'm just trying to think outside the box. You know, it would be a huge risk. And like you mentioned, Emilio, this is a huge, huge decision for Shah Khan. This is a changing decision, a huge decision what he's about to make because he could really take us to a new direction or we could stay in mediocrity by this decision. It's massive. So, again, he has to get this one right. I totally agree with you. There's a lot of pressure on him, and he has to get this right. And, Mike, I'm going to go to you because, again, I've asked Emilio his thoughts on managers he wants. I'm going to look at it this way. I'm going to put you in the role of Mike Rigg. What would be your three choices? Who would you be pursuing?
Yeah, but it's very difficult to be in that seat because we don't really know the philosophy that they're looking for. You know, we're being told that they want a head coach, and then we're seeing linked with certainly two of those three are proper managers. And so, I mean, as I've said already, if I was looking for a safe pair of hands, steady Eddie, then Lambert's been my choice for quite a while. And if you're going for the big name, then Moyes is available. You make that call. I would have also made a call, you know, with Montella as well. You've got to think, you know.
I'm glad that you brought that up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think he's linked with another club tonight. And, but, you know, that would have been the tick in our moment, if you like. That would have been, you know, a link to ex-Fulham player.
Right.
International flair, you know, if that's what you're looking to build, that kind of thing. And as an outsider, I'm quite happy to go with Hasselbank. I know he's only got a limited record, but that would be a gamble. So it's go for the steady Eddie, the big name, or the gamble. And I think Rigg, and I have to agree with Amelia, I think they're going to go the steady Eddie route and go with someone with experience, got a team up, and that's going to be Lambert or Pearson. I think even Rosler's too much of a gamble for them. So if one of those two want the job, I think it's theirs.
Okay.
But going back to, you know, if it's a head coach, then gamble. Go big again. You know, what about, you know, Neville's are getting great. You know, Phil Neville's getting great press at the moment. Why don't you talk to him? There's Ian Catro at Newcastle. These are all young coaches. If that's what you want, is a head coach with ideas, go and look at them. But,
it's a good point, Mike, because, again, it matters what the philosophy is, and that's what I find interesting about this whole situation. You know, Lyle brought this up, you know, head coach. You know, I saw earlier today, like I mentioned, Amy Lewis, head coach. That, to me, signals that Mike Rigg is calling the shots and the coach is underneath him. How much say would the head coach get? Would he get final say? I don't know, and I think that's something that needs to be figured out. But if you're going for strictly you're just having someone as a coach, why not go for a younger option, someone on the rise? It, you know, again, it matters what they're looking for. But if you're, you know, again, I keep going back to this. I can't get off of wanting David Moyes, Mike, because I just think that they should try. If you're thinking big, like you're talking about, that, you know, with Al-Fayed and Tagana, again, different managers, different times. But I'm just saying, go big or go home. I say this is a huge move. You find the big name. You find the name of the proven, you know, the proven commodity. I think David Moyes is a proven commodity. So you throw money at him and you tell him that, listen, I have a good nucleus here. We can add in January if you want. I'm going to pay you well. Take us back to the Premier League and keep us there like Everton. Make us Everton. That's how I would sell David Moyes. Make us Everton, and let's do it again, and let's take it as far as we can. I would do whatever I could, Mike. I cannot get off of wanting David Moyes.
And you're quite right. And what you sell is you sell London, you sell Fulham, you sell the new stand, you sell potential.
There's so much going for us.
Yeah, of course there is. So that's why it's a little bit disappointing to, you know, hear us going at that kind of, you know, second rank, you know, experienced person. You might as well go for the big person or go for someone inexperienced who would be a great gamble. So it's a real tricky one. But what I've seen today, and probably what I mean, I've, unfortunately, I've been in front of a computer all day today, and there is no one who the Fulham fans are 100% behind or even 50% behind. It's there's so many people out there. You know, there's 30, 35 names on a list. And it's, does that show quality or just the lack of it that's out there, really? But we can't even get a quarter of the fans to agree to one person. But Moyes has got to be the big call tomorrow, hasn't he, really? That's just to ask the question. Just to
exactly.
Ask, if he says no, you move on.
And then you move on. I see, Mike, that's all I'm asking at this point. I'm asking that they make the phone call, see if he's interested, because I think Fulham is a good setup, even for someone as high-profile as David Moyes, Manchester United, Everton. I get all that. But still, he's coming off of a situation in Spain. You know, again, why not go with a team that's in the championship that he can build up and really turn into something? And Fulham are that team. They have the squad. Like you said, we have the Riverside stand coming down. There are going to be improvements. I think he will have the money to spend. So I'm just saying, make the phone call. Make the phone call, Mike Rigg. It can't hurt to at least check out all of your options. If you're going to spend the time to find a new manager, then head coach, whatever you want to call it, make the phone call to other candidates, outside-the-box candidates. You know, don't limit yourself to these three. That's all I'm saying. Don't limit yourself. Emilio, what are your thoughts about what we're talking about here?
Yeah, and I think we're three of us seem to be very much with a similar mindset. And, I can't help but think that, you know, the board are going to go for that steady Eddie safety first option. But equally, I think let's look at some of the attributes that a manager or a head coach needs to fulfill at this level. I think that's the other thing to bear in mind is, you know, we went with a nice, so-called nice chap in Kit Simons. You know, we don't forget, most of the fans wanted him a year ago. We wanted someone who would bring back Fulham's values. We took a risk with Kit Simon with no experience, and unfortunately, he was too nice a fella to stay in the job and succeed at this level. So I think we do need somebody who's probably, I'd say, a lot more tenacious, thick-skinned, someone who's got a proven track record at this level. So, you know, Pearson and Lambert do tick those boxes. You know, you look at some of the other managers who've been successful at championship level. Big Sam's, you know, he's taken many clubs up to promotion. Pearson, we've talked about. Mick McCarthy, Tony Pulis, Ian Holloway, all these other names that spring to mind. What have they all got in common? They've all got something about them. They're not all Mr. Nice Guys, but they've got a way of working with the players, getting the best out of the players. Having to be tough, you've got to be, you know, quite gritty to get to this division. And too nice a coach, maybe like a Brendan Rodgers, maybe you could argue, Michael Laudrup, you know, we've talked about Laudrup as another man we've not talked about. These are all guys maybe a little bit too gentle and too nice for this type of division, this battle that we have to fight. So the David Moyes, Lambert, Pearson probably fit those attributes. So, you know, let's look at it from big picture, strategic, but also who's got the right attributes and also who's got the right personality fit for the club. You know, who would you want to play for? You know, maybe there's another way of putting it.
Exactly.
You're an LBC. You're maybe a Pat Roberts a year ago. You know, who do you see would fulfill your ability to develop as a football player? That would coach you. That would strengthen your ability as a player. Would Pearson do that for you? Would Lambert be a better man manager? I think overall I agree with Mike. I think Lambert seems to be the one of the three who I think will get the best out of the youth that we've got, and you know, and retain and sustain the quality of players that are coming through the ranks. Pearson, you have a bad day, bad moment, he'll be doing a bit like you slag a player off and suddenly you knock their confidence to six. You know, I think Lambert seems to be maybe a little bit more mild mannered, although he was quite dour at Aston Villa. I think if I had to make a choice of the three, he'd probably the one most likely to take the role. But let's see. Media pundits and experts aren't always right. So maybe I'm hoping that Lyle wasn't actually correct in his view. And maybe there is a surprise candidate that's lurking around the corner.
Okay, very good, very good. And Mike, back to you. You know, again, we're talking about a lot of names. What is the name of the manager that would just make you cringe right now? If the name, I'm sorry, I keep forgetting. Head coach, who would be the candidate you don't want to see at Craven Cottage? Was it Nigel Pearson, or who else would it be? Would it be Pearson?
Well, I did tweet that there's certain names that I would just not want there. Now Pearson I don't like, but I'm not going to say, you know, I wouldn't be able to live with him. But people like Steve Bruce, I certainly could not stomach.
I agree with you there.
At all. And there's absolutely no way I want him there. Obviously, Harry as well. And Tim Sherwood, he was a fresh face, a good voice. He was a great press man when he went and started at Tottenham, but really he's been found out. He's all bluster. So I wouldn't want to see him either, really. There's other names, but they're not in the frame at all. So, yeah, the Steve Bruce link still worries me. I just hope Hull being top of the table makes him think, no, I'll stay here even despite all the problems I have. So really, that's it. I'm not going to be overjoyed with Pearson if he gets it. But I can see his attributes and why they might give it to him. But I have to agree with Emilio. He is a manager. He's not going to be a head coach. He's going to come in. He's going to want to bring his own people in, and they're going to do the coaching. He just doesn't come across as that kind of person. We have a very big squad, but we also have a very young squad, and they need nurturing, they need improving. And, you know, yes, get a tracksuit manager out there who's going to improve Kaká and, you know, get the best out of LVC and bring Cooley on as well. It shouldn't be forgotten that these players should be the future of the club, and we don't want someone coming in who, they've got to buy into the fact that we've got this squad. Yes, might need to bring in still two or three new players, but that's what you've got to work with. And there's lots of criteria and there's lots of boxes that need to be ticked. And, the main one is, has that manager previously got experience of getting a team to work as a unit and be defensive? We know we can attack, but that squad at this moment can't defend anything. And, working with the youngsters. And for me, the important thing is I want no dinosaurs. I want people with a modern approach. Given what I've heard has gone on at the training ground, we need someone who has, is up to date with all the current training methods and medical side and stats side and everything else, because it is the modern game. And so no dinosaurs. I don't want any of that.
No, listen, I hear you there, Mike. And listen, I want to share this with you, and this might make you feel a little bit better, because this is also from Lyle's article. He wrote, Hull manager Steve Bruce and ex-QPR boss Harry Redknapp, who have also been linked with the post, are currently not being considered. So that hopefully will make you feel a little bit better.
I'm relaxed already.
Well, Emilio, over to you. Again, the two names that I just read are the two names I don't want, and according to Lyle, they're not coming. So were those the two names you were thinking as well, or was there someone else?
Definitely. They're two of the top three. Thank God for that, to be honest. It's neither of those two inspire me. Redknapp's past it. It's time for him to retire and put his feet up. And Steve Bruce, like Mike said, and hopefully I don't actually want Hull to get promoted, but at the same time, I'd rather Hull get promoted rather than Steve Bruce coming to Fulham. So neither of those two would be the right for Fulham Football Club. There's other managers or people who are available out there, such as, I think, Alex McLeish. I think you mentioned it, Ross, a few weeks ago. He was spotted at the ground, I think it was against Reading a few weeks ago. So
he was.
Again, looking at his type of football and the brand of football he brought to his clubs, I'd rather we stay a million miles away from him as well. But he's available, and who knows what he was doing at Craven Cottage a few weeks ago. But to be honest, these are the obvious candidates. So the Bruces, the Redknapps, potentially McLeish as well. They're people that you could link to the club, and these are realistic targets. But I'm glad to hear that Bruce and Redknapp are out of the picture. But to be honest, I'm still not convinced the board have got the balls in them to actually make a strategic sort of bottom half Premier League type of candidate who's got the capacity and strength to get us out of the division, but also sustain ourselves in the Premier League. That's my concern. It's stop looking short term and let's try to get somebody for the long term and long haul. We've got to have someone who's going to be there for 2 to 3 years minimum and take this club forward. And like I said 40 minutes ago, I'm not inspired by these three shortlisted candidates. But if we have to have choice of one of the three, it's got to be Lambert. That's my preferred choice of the three.
Okay, very good.
I think we could do better.
Okay. Listen, I think we could do better as well. And again, I'm stuck on one name, and I'm not gonna stop on that until they actually make a phone call. And I'll never know if they make a phone call or not. But I want them badly to contact David Moyes. All right, guys, we only have about 10 minutes left. I'm just going to read some comments from the phone supporters. They shared who they want. And let's start with Roger Lewis in Spain. He says, I've witnessed 30 managers in my time of supporting. I want a manager with a little bit of Alex Dock, John Takana, Roy Hodgson, and their methods. Goodness knows who that could be. Failure to find that perfect leads me to David Moyes. He did excellent work with Preston and Everton with limited budgets. Ben Reed said, and I think you guys are going to appreciate this, Brian Ruiz, player manager just to piss off Mr. Know-It-All, and that's better known as David Hulley. I had to share that. Sorry. Sorry, David. Grant Harris said, I have to go with Nigel Pearson. Rough around the edges, but let's be honest, he's proven winner in the championship and kept a Leicester team up last season against all odds. Has to be our man. Dan Layton said, Nigel Pearson would add grit to our creativity. I also think he'd play with the cards he was dealt with rather than mass changes, which would occur if Redknapp or Big Sam were in the picture. Jason Burcheat says, David Moyes, without a doubt, had a bad run at Man U, just like Hodgson did at Liverpool, but he's quality. Alex Lowy says, I could only dream of getting David Moyes, but I imagine he would be well out of our reach. More realistically, Nigel Pearson. Luke Mulholland said, might be worth waiting for Gary Monk to get the boot from Swansea. Failing that, Nigel Pearson would be the man to steady the ship for me. Ollie Asbro said, Moyes would be a dream. Think he'd be a great long term for us. If we're dreaming, he says, if we're dreaming, can we get Roy back? I don't think that's going to happen, but that would be a dream. I agree with you on that, Ollie. And Colin Bugler said, Saad Pearson, let's get Bielsa. Did I say that right, Mike? Bielsa? Did I say that right?
It's one way to pronounce it, but we understand who you mean, yeah.
Okay. I knew I said it wrong.
I'd love to see him manage in Britain and at Fulham, but it's never going to happen, unfortunately.
Okay. What are your thoughts about some of the commentary from the Fulham supporters?
It just matches up with everything I've seen all day, which is a long list of names, people not agreeing on one or the other. And that is one of the problems that they're going to have at Fulham, isn't it? You know, you can give a list of pros for Pearson and against him, same with Lambert, Rosler, Hasselbank, whoever you name. And but the key thing is, I think it was yourself who said it, you know, we need to look for a long-term manager. They still want to get promotion this year. There's no doubt about that. They want to
sure.
one last hurrah to get to the playoffs. But it needs to be someone who, if they're going to go for an experienced person, I think they need to look at their record. Have they stayed at clubs for 2, 3, 4 years? And so, of course, that starts limiting the number of managers available. So someone like Rosler is not a choice. You know, he's been at a club for 2 years, maybe, two and a bit. So we need someone who has that sort of steady, they're not going to race off to the next big job. So maybe someone like Hasbank is not the right person to get because he's on his way up. But Moyes is on his way down. He needs somewhere to settle down for 2 or 3 years. So, you know, he would be the call. But, it's a difficult decision and job, and that's why Mike Regan and Alistair get paid all that money.
This is true. This is true, Mike. And that's why I keep going back to David Moyes. He's on the way down, but he has a proven record of staying at a club for a very long time. I'm talking about Everton. So I think, again, I think he ticks all the boxes for me. He is the logical choice. So throw the money that he wants, throw it at him and see if he will come. See if he wants to come to London. Again, I say you contact David Moyes. I think he's the perfect candidate for Fulham Football Club. At least give it a try. Because I think he's the short-term and long-term solution. That's the trick. You need someone that can do both, Emilio. You know, because here we are. We're talking about these managers, and I asked Wilde at the beginning, are these all long-term solution managers? And honestly, I see them all more on the short term. I see them as the manager that can get us back to the Premier League, but I don't know if they're the long-term fit. I want both. Am I crazy to want both?
Absolutely not. I mean, we've had a number of conversations around this. You know, we've got to be looking strategic now, and this is this. You know, looking at all the analysis that Mike does regularly around the financials. It's from the club's perspective, we can't afford another two seasons of failure. This season, you know, you could argue there's still a bit of hope that we can get that sixth place finish and get into the playoffs. But failing that, and then another year goes by, the income starts to reduce even further. So that's going to make it even more challenging to attract the right type of manager. But why would David Moyes want to come to Fulham? That's what the board need to sell to him. You know, we've got a club that will have a 30,000 capacity next season. You know, big ambitions. Can Khan and Riggs sell it to the likes of David Moyes that this is the right platform and the right opportunity for him to, get his career back on track again? And maybe it is. But at the end of the day, we need some stability. We need the right manager. We want to play the right brand of football, and we need somebody there who's got a bit of bite in them. Someone who's not, you know, I'll ask the question, would Roy Hodgson succeed in getting this club out of the Championship? Is he too nice for the Championship? Maybe that's again, looking at the type of personality, the type of person that we need to lead this club to get us out of this division. It's harder to get promoted than it is to stay in the Premier League. So, you know, you need somebody there who's been there, done it, seen it, can get the best out of the players and, you know, but not going to bugger off like Mark Hughes after a season because he thinks he's bigger than the club. And that's why I'm worried about Pearson. If something rattles his cage, then he's going to walk before you could even do something about it. And that's a concern I have about Pearson, was Lambert seems to be a little bit more steady. You know, got Norwich promoted, got them to a top half finish in the Premier League in the first season. And Norwich, no disrespect, very similar to Fulham as a club. So, you know, he seems to be the most obvious candidate, in my opinion. And I think he would probably, if all the fans we had asked to vote for these three candidates, Mike, maybe this is something to throw out there till the supporters do a poll out there. Who would the fans vote for out of these three? You know, Rosler, Pearson, or Lambert? Be interesting to see what the split is between the top two.
Yeah, Mike, could you actually do a quick poll? I know you already did a larger poll. That might be a good idea if you wouldn't mind to do a poll to see what the fans think out of the three names that we're talking about.
Well, I mean, I've done a sort of knockout thing today and in the last couple of hours, and Moyes has won that. He's beaten Pearson in the final. But I ran a poll not long ago, actually, and although it wasn't specifically those three names, and Rosler, he didn't make the cut. Lambert did beat Pearson, and that was about. That was before the Reading game when the last speculation on the kit going sort of arose. And my feeling is that Lambert would be the preferred choice of fans if you had to make the choice out of those three. But I might run one next day or so. Let's see how things pan out, I think.
Okay. Real quick, because we only have about a minute left. Out of the three, Mike, is it Lambert? If you had a choice?
Yes. Yeah, Lambert, easily.
Okay. Emilio, is it Lambert?
It is, yes. Reluctantly, but yes. It's,
okay.
Rather none of the three, but yeah, it has to be one of the three.
Okay. Fair enough. Reluctantly, I'm going to go with Lambert as well. So we're all kind of in agreement there. I want David Moyes, but out of the three would be Lambert as well. All right, guys, great show. We only, like I said, we only have about 30 seconds left. I want to thank our guest tonight, Lyle Thomas, for joining us. He was fantastic. Thank you, Lyle. And you guys were fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me. For Mike and Amelia, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk. Cheers, guys.
See you, Russ. See you, Mike.
Cheers.
Thanks
a lot. Bye.
Boys.